Hello, this is Mike Harbath, and welcome to this week's Revenue Rocket Shoot the Moon podcast. Thanks for joining us. Today we're going to talk about our SVP model and what that is and how it works. It is a growth strategy optimization model. It stands for specialize, verticalize, and productize. And I want to just get into a little bit about how we came to this model and how ultimately it got developed over time and refined and ultimately implemented successfully in, you know, hundreds of IT services companies around the world. The short answer is this particular model, a big portion of it, particularly the specialized portion of it, came out of my own experience when I ran my last IT services company in the 90s. We ran a very broad footprint technology company that included things like custom application development, Microsoft Dynamics implementation, although it wasn't really Microsoft at that time. It was Great Plains. We did JD Edwards implementations, and we did banking compliance work, and we did marketing, and we did all kinds of things. And what was determined is that you really need to specialize. Through my own experience, I found that running a wildly diverse consultancy, albeit it sounds like a great way to hedge against any individual area of the business being having pressure, which was our original thought. And for many of us inside the firm, we had, you know, quite a few partners in the business. I think upwards of 9 partners in the business. Many of them came from companies we acquired. They all had competing objectives aligned to their former business that they owned. And we found that it was a huge suck on profitability. You would think it would be somewhat counterintuitive that, you know, you should be able to optimize back office and ultimately get to higher profit. And our goal, quite candidly, was to build the mini, Arthur Anderson, if you will, or the mini Accenture, and look at a very diverse offering of services that ultimately didn't really work out. So it was a clear lesson to me that you really got to pick your horse and ride it when it comes to technology specialization. And I would say for the most part, most firms out there today do that pretty well, right? We don't find a ton of firms that are doing all kinds of different areas of technology anymore. They're much more rare. They're still there, but they're much more rare. Most firms today focus on, you know, pick whatever it might be. They might be a managed service provider, or they might be a custom developer and a DevOps guy, or using a specific set of technologies, or they might be, somebody who implements Salesforce or whatever it might be. And that specialization, I think, is critically important for you to get leverage, particularly based on your relationship with a vendor. Verticalize is a little tougher. Verticalize, from our perspective, and the fastest growth model, as we've proven out, is one where you focus the business on one vertical, not 2 or 3 or 5 or 7, but one. Certainly, you can focus the business on more than one vertical, but it becomes much more complex and much tougher to implement. And so we believe that one vertical focus is critical. And ultimately, that vertical focus should be one that you're super passionate about, because you're going to spend a lot of time talking to business leaders in that vertical. You're going to be the technology knowledgeable person in that vertical. You'll be seen as sort of the tech people in that vertical. And so the vertical that you select certainly has to be big enough for you to achieve your goals, but small enough for you to matter. And or it could be a sub-vertical, or what we call a micro niche inside that vertical. The fastest growing companies focus on the most narrow verticals, ultimately ones that allow them to be dominant. And I think, this is counterintuitive. A lot of entrepreneurs that say, hey, we want to put on a catcher's mitt, and if the phone rings or I get an email or a web form, I want to be able to respond to that person if they implement or work with our technology. The challenge with that is that the buyer doesn't buy that way, right? They buy based on your experience in their industry. When they just think about a simple thing, like when they search on the internet to find someone to help them implement, say, Salesforce, for example, they're not going to look for Salesforce implementers online. They're going to look for people who implement Salesforce in accounting firms or in manufacturing company or someone who can optimize a Salesforce implementation in some other industry. And that is how they think about buying, and that's what they prioritize. So sort of business first view of that vertical is important. I think another data point which helped us kind of come to this realization when we were developing the model had everything to do with looking at other professional services industries. So when I think of, you know, what models work, you know, consulting as an industry, IT services as an industry, really didn't exist before, you know, about, I don't know, maybe early 70s. I don't know exactly when, but it certainly would have been kind of around the old IBM mainframe, you know, maybe the mid, late 60s. Ultimately came into its own in the 70s and really grew in the 80s. And when you think about that, when you think about the context of IT services, you have to begin to think about, well, is there other industries that can teach us something about what works in a way to drive rates and to drive demand? And so, you know, as we were developing this model, I had an aha one day and I said, well, you know, if you had, heaven forbid, you had a bad medical diagnosis and you had to go see a doctor about, let's say, a brain tumor or something else, you certainly wouldn't probably be going to an urgent care clinic or even seeing a family doctor, general practitioner. You would want to go to the specialist that focuses on that particular ailment, wherever they might be in the country, and you would figure out a way to get them paid, right? One way or another, you knew that they would probably be expensive, but you're going to figure out a way, you know, how to get them paid. Likewise, if you had a sticky tax issue in running your business, you would want to find a tax advisor who is knowledgeable in your industry to advise you on how to do that. Or you had a legal matter that required some attention. You certainly would love to talk to a lawyer who'd work with, you know, hundreds of firms like yours in advising you. It is just a logical qualification criteria to determine who's qualified and who's not. And particularly in services, what's interesting, IT services, is that there's sort of an unspoken test or desire by the buyer to get some process secrets from you out of the technology engagements that will impact their efficiency as an operator in their business. That's something that I found to be almost a universal truth. Most people don't think about it, but it is key to the decision criteria for which a customer buys based on your vertical expertise. Like if you're focused on a certain type of manufacturing in a certain region of the world, that buyer will say, wow, you know, you focus on process manufacturers in the Southeast United States of a certain size. Maybe there's some things my peers in my area that you've worked with are doing that I can capitalize on. And maybe you'll be willing to share that around process as you implement a technology improvements or optimize a technology that they've already purchased or maybe purchasing from you. So there's some nuance as to why that's important. I also think that it helps position you, it helps eliminate the competition. So a big issue in our industry in general is the barrier to entry to get into IT services is fairly low. You have to have some expertise, certainly, and you have to have a desire to go out and bill for your services and implement whatever technology, you know, stack you've chosen in the specialized component of our SVP model. But beyond that, it's not like you got to go buy a warehouse and fill it full of inventory or buy a bunch of equipment or, you know, in many ways, build a significant infrastructure. You're able to sell your expertise and build a team of people with similar expertise and sell that. And that means that oftentimes there's areas of our business in particular that are oversaturated with competitors. And without a vertical, our experience has been that there is significant pressure on rates. And that can certainly put a lot of pressure on your ability to achieve profit and growth. So by verticalizing, you remove a lot of that competition. Because the number of firms that focus on what you do in your region or globally is significantly less in a vertical than if you are more of a generalist. And likewise, that allows you to command a higher rate. I would also say that it's much easier to market, and it means that your marketing can be effective. And I would say that most companies that haven't verticalized will say that marketing is a big black hole for them, and that they've spent a bunch of money and they've tried to market in our industry, but not very effectively. And the primary reason for that is because the persona of the buyer can't be clearly and easily identified. And I think that's a critical component for being successful in our business, where the requirements to market to break through the noise are continuing to go up. Every year they go up, and because of that, we need to be able to be more effective with our marketing. So, and then thirdly, as we sort of look at, what's important, around the SVP model, we talk about productization. And productization is very much a function of packaging, the services that you offer for the vertical within the domain of the technology specialization. And ultimately, the test with productization is, are you making that offer easy to buy with a brand that the customer can understand, with a name that the customer can understand? And there's been all kinds of surveys that have gone on over the years that say it's much easier to buy a product than a service. So, most services, people don't know how quality or how good they are until after they've consumed the service or after they've experienced the service. I like to use the analogy of a house painter, right? You can hire a house painter based on how they've painted other houses or references or, a variety of other things, but you don't know how they're going to paint your house or your apartment or condo until they've painted it, right? Until the work is complete. And in many ways, consulting is the same way, right? You don't quite know, a customer doesn't know how effective it's going to be until they've experienced your work. And so we try to, and I think have been pretty successful in our model, advising our clients to bundle those services into a named product that's easier for them to buy and is in a way, is in a life cycle that makes it easy to, continue to get greater share of wallet with the customer. And we have some stuff on our website. You can learn a little bit more about productization and how productization is important for services. And frankly, if services are bundled properly into what we call a productized offering, that you can, kind of win the race there in the eyes and minds of your customers. So essentially, the big question next, I suppose, is how do you implement all three of these things in your business? And this is a significant transformation we found to be the case. We've certainly advised clients on, doing an assessment and looking at their business vis-a-vis best in class. And we think the best in class firms are ones that perform in the top quartile of both revenue and profit realization. And generally, the top quartile firms subscribe to a model like SVP and have implemented it well. For those that are not in the top quartile, they probably haven't. And so to begin to implement this significant transformation in your business will require that you take some outside advice, I think, because you really need to have an analysis of the business, a meaningful analysis and benchmarking against your peers who have successfully implemented the business. I often say, or this model, I often say that success leaves clues, right? And if you look at other firms that are successful that have implemented this, you do yourself well to model their success and certainly look at that. We think this transformation from our experience is one that requires an advisor. Certainly we do that. There's other companies that offer similar types of advice. So I don't want to say we have a monopoly on this thing, but certainly our model has been thoroughly tested in IT services with hundreds of clients, so it works, and certainly those guys could attest to that. So, how do you begin to implement? I mean, I think you can certainly become a student of it based on the information we've provided publicly, and then give us a call. We'd be happy to talk to you about your specific situation. You can learn more at revenuerocket.com or send us an email at info@revenuerocket.com, and we'd love to explore your specific situation. So with that, we're going to tie a ribbon on it. It's been my pleasure today to talk about SVP. I look forward to talking to all you again soon.